Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from April 26, 2021 to April 30, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On April 26, here were the news. Marathon appoints Fred Thiel as Chief Executive Officer. JP Morgan to let clients invest in Bitcoin fund for first time. Sources: Microsoft, Apple, MicroStrategy to be listed on Binance as tokenized stocks. Insurance alternative Nexus Mutual follows DeFi activity to Polkadot, Cosmos, Binance Smart Chain. U.S. Bank, State Street back $30 million raise for institutional crypto builder Seekrc. Polygon jumps in crypto market rebound, as Ether congestion drives adoption for rivals. On April 27, here were the news. Iran's central bank to allow money changers, banks to pay for imports using mined crypto. Elon Musk's Tesla sold Bitcoin in Q1 for proceeds of $272 million. Young Koreans turning to crypto as alternative for creating wealth. Bitmain to release Antminer E9 ASIC for Ethereum mining. Crypto wallet Zengo raises $20 million to grow services and team in bullish market. Bitcoin options market eyes $4.2 billion expiry on Friday. Helium to launch 5G network with blockchain-powered mesh of DIY telco hubs. Anoma Network raises $6.75 million to make exchanging crypto assets easy and private. As Powell heads to Fed meeting, inflation data can only get worse. On April 28, here were the news. Bitcoin miner Core Scientific Inc.'s deal with Bitmain for 112K Antminers. Fintech app Wealthfront will offer direct crypto investing later this year. SEC delays VanEck Bitcoin ETF decision to June at earliest. Bumper, a DeFi-based crypto volatility protection plan, raises $10 million. DeFi pushes ETH loans at Genesis to new highs as BTC rates drop. Bitcoin's recovery rally stalls as Fed meeting draws to a close. AWS for Blockchain's Alchemy closes $80 million funding round at $505 million valuation. On April 29, here were the news. U.S. will not race China to develop a CBDC, Fed Chairman Powell. MasterCard to explore applications it can build on top of CBDCs. Fed's Powell says market, as exemplified by Dogecoin, is a bit frothy. Commerzbank, Deutsche Börse team up for tokenized real estate and art marketplace. Crypto trading business Epiphany snags FINRA broker-dealer license. Bitcoiner behind 20 Mission co-living space tries auctioning 75-year San Francisco lease as NFT. Paxos raises $300 million, joins crypto unicorn club at $2.4 billion valuation. As Ether pushes ever higher, crypto traders plot price in Bitcoin terms. On April 30, here were the news. NYSE owner ICE sold Coinbase stake for $1.2 billion. Fed's Powell says market, as exemplified by Dogecoin, is a bit frothy. Ethiopian Education Minister confirms Cardano blockchain partnership. Team behind Argo blockchain launches London-listed DeFi fund. Ex-Florida tax collector offered Roger Stone Bitcoin in hopes of a Trump pardon. CFTC appoints former DEX lawyer as head of fintech wing. Zambia's largest land titling project gets blockchain backing by Medici Land Governance. Scaling narrative propels Polygon's Matic token closer to $1. Enforcing KYC, AML laws is key to reducing ransomware attacks. Task Force. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.